You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 27, Guide to Lead Segmentation. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. I want to talk to you about a really important subject in real estate, and that's lead segmentation. A lot of agents think what we do, and the most important thing we do, is selling the homes or buying the homes of clients. But the reality to the most important thing is generating leads and knowing what to do with the leads when you generate them. We all spend a ton of money, a ton of time, and a ton of energy into getting actual leads to come in, but then we don't know what to do with them and we treat them all the exact same. And that's a very dangerous game to be playing. Lead segmentation is a huge part of actual conversions and getting people to convert. Not only in the short game, but also long game conversions. There are some other lead segmentation types that I'm not going to go over here today, like knowing where the lead source is. But for today, we're going to talk about when you actually have leads, how to actually grade them and put them into different categories so you can go over them that way. There are, like I said, other methods as far as you may have different methods of reaching out to people that come in on a Zillow versus people who come in on a phone call, a sign call, and you might have certain protocols that you follow for each one of those. But for the purpose of today, we're just going to go over how to rate them, how to grade them, and how to get them into the right categories. So I'm going to start with the first category, which is an A lead. This is a lead that just came in or somebody that you know is ready to move within the next 3 months or less. Depending on the way your company works, we actually call them a deal once we've met with them in our company. So in our CRM, they move from lead to deal once we're actually doing showings. But if not, you're going to leave them in that A category. For us, people in the A category are going to stay there for a very short period of time. Typically, they're within the first 10 days or they just have reached out to you and you started contact and you're getting ready to meet with them. But these are the people that, again, are ready to buy a house in 3 months or less and they're very active. These are the people that you want to actively engage. You don't want to have somebody that wants to move in the next 3 months or less and you're reaching out to them once a week. That's not going to be enough. You're going to want to reach out and touch base daily, whether it be emails, phone calls, text messages, whatever's the best method of communication that they indicate to you. But you're going to want to reach out to them regularly because one of the risks is if you don't make them realize that you can show any or all houses, or if they're getting ready to list their home, if you don't stay all over them about the fact that you're going to meet with them, you're going to get the CMA to them, you're going to get them the information, you could risk losing them. The reality is if somebody else finds out about that lead, they're going to be all over them. And if you're not all over them, they're going to end up walking away and using that other person. One thing that's dangerous about real estate and leads and the overall actually making them convert and making them into past sales and past buyers is the fact that, you know, everybody out there, once they smell the lead, they're going to jump right on it and the people are thinking front of mind. So one of the reasons that you see with real estate agents, they market themselves so heavily where they're on magnets to postcards to Facebook and all these other things is because front of mind gets the business and having the person think real estate and then your name is really important. So when you're working in a lead segmentation and you have an A quality lead, you want to be in front of them all the time. Some of the things you want to think about, which I think a lot of agents do wrong, is when you're dealing with these types of leads, all your leads actually, you want to send value. Too often do agents send, when do you want to see a house? Are you ready to show a house? Are you ready to list your house? And they don't send value. Things of value would be listings that are like their listings or listings that they may be interested in buying, or then a market report for the local area and what the activity is. Also, you could send over things such as information like a blog or other recent articles. You could, maybe there's a new restaurant that opened in their town, but you want to send things that when they read your emails, read your text messages, or get your phone calls, you actually have something to say and not just, I want your business. We all do it. We're all guilty of it. But get out of that habit. Get out of the habit of demanding the business and get into the habit of creating yourself as the industry professional and asking them to work with you. When we have new leads, we also use something when they're brand new. We use something called 10 Days of Pain. If you haven't spoken with them, obviously if they called in or they emailed in, they're actually actively engaged with you, you don't use this. But this is for things like when you pull them off of Zillow, when you have a Facebook lead come in, when you have something maybe from a Z-buyer, or you have other ads where people are cold reaching out to you, not really reaching out to you, but you're kind of getting the info and having to reach out to them. So make sure you follow something like a 10 Days of Pain. What a 10 Days of Pain is it's a segment where you set up, okay, I'm going to call them text them an email on the first day. And then I'm going to call, email, text the next day. And then I'm going to call, text. And so you go through the entire 10 days. I'm not going to give you ours over here right now. We can talk about it another time. But you want to make sure that the first 10 days you're really hammering on it. And then if they don't convert within the first 10 days, you're actually going to move them down to the D leads. We'll talk about the D leads in just a little bit because we're going to go in order A, B, C, D. But when you have a brand new lead or it's somebody within 3 months or less to move, that's when they're in the A category. But with those brand new leads, they jump out of the A category very quickly if they don't end up actually reaching out to you. So with the new leads, you're going to move them to D after 10 days. But let's move down to B. So again, new leads in 3 months or less is an A. So a B is 3 to 6 months. So these are people that you've talked with, you know they're actually active, and they're getting ready to move. They're getting ready to sell possibly. A lot of times on the seller side, people reach out to us early to ask what they can do to make the house worth more value and what projects they should and shouldn't do to make sure that they don't lose money. And on buyers, sometimes they reach out to us because they want to start learning, that they actually don't understand the process yet, but they want to be educated. So this is a really important person to educate. They are usually willing to talk, and some of them, they just can't get going yet. Maybe they have to wait for something to clear off their credit report to make their pre-approval. Maybe they have a lease that's not quite over yet, but they want to get looking so that they identify things and they're ready to move early. But just make sure that you always actually educate them and spend time with them. So these are the types of people that I would say you're going to give them a once a week phone call, and you're also going to hit them with some emails. Maybe texts if they're into text messaging, but again, you want to at least give them a weekly call, and you want to send them property on the regular. Don't just send them MLS property. A lot of people go in on MLS or on their own website, and they hook somebody on a search. Somebody that's within the next 3 to 6 months, you really want to be on top of them. You not only do want to have them in the MLS, but you actually want to take single properties and go, I noticed this property right here, and I thought you might be interested in it. What do you think of it? Because this can actually push someone from being a B to moving them up to an A. Because the ultimate name of the game is to take them from a D all the way up to an A as you work your way through the entire process. So when you have a B, they're right on the edge of an A. And sometimes they put up objections that say at first that they're 3 to 6 months out. But the reality is that they're just telling you that because they're nervous. They don't quite know what the next stage is. They need to learn more. So that's why if you're really smart about it, you're going to send them high value, again, emails and things like a buyer's guide, a local market statistic, a market report, or other things like that where they actually, when they open your emails, they get excited about the next one. Think about how unexciting it is if you just keep getting an email from someone that says, are you ready yet? I mean, growing up, I think we all know the situation. You go on a long road trip and someone goes, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? That's what you sound like. And you know, what are you waiting for? Your mom to turn around and slap you and say to stop? Don't be doing that. Don't bother them. Be helpful. Call them and say, hey, did you see that there's this new class that the state offers that can get you a buyer education credit on your closing costs? Or, hey, you know, why don't you come down to the office and meet with me? We can sit. We can go over my buyer's guide. I'll go over step by step. We'll go over each and every step of the process. That way you truly understand what you're doing. Or if it's a home seller, again, get with them and say, I don't mind coming out to your house a couple times before I list the property. I can definitely be involved. I'd love to come by and take a look at some different color swatches with you. I'd also be happy to tell you a little bit of ideas on some staging, or maybe we go and we tour other houses. This is one that's very underutilized. Don't forget, I mean, obviously you want to let the other agent know when you're doing this and try to make it convenient time for the seller, but it's okay to schedule showings for sellers to understand the market better, and it's perfectly okay to schedule time with a seller to meet them over at an open house to walk through, and that way there you can say to them when you're done, hey, this person did a great job. Look at the way that they set their house up. Look at how clean the house was. And then you can take them to another one and say, look at this person. Obviously, they don't care to sell their house because they're doing a terrible job marketing it and they're doing a terrible job cleaning it up. They should have staged. They should have done a few other things. So again, with these B leads, you really want to work on the education level. You want to work on being their guide towards success, getting them to that next level, moving them up to the A, sending them high value things like properties and market guides. And again, just make sure that you're calling them weekly and they're emailing them on the regular. And these aren't people for your drip campaign. Do not put these people in your drip campaign. I cannot believe that people put people in drip campaigns at the beginning, because again, what that's going to do is it's going to erode the value of your email. Your email needs to be open because it has high value. Your email will not be opened when it looks like a postcard that they get in the mail that they stand next to their trash and throw it in the trash, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And if you have that happen too often, they're not going to read the ones that do matter. And it's going to be a little boy who cried wolf scenario where you thought that they were going to get you really important market information and they didn't, because they didn't open it because you sent them so much garbage. So the next lead group in the segmentation we're going to talk about is a C. A C-rated lead is still a very important lead. They're usually 6 to 12 months out in the process. Now, I know for a lot of you, you're like, 6 to 12 months out? What the heck am I going to bother with them for? That's stupid. It's a total waste of my time. It's a total waste of your time if you treat them like an A or a B. But it's not a total waste of your time if you treat them like the C they are. The reality of the modern day marketplace is people want to be heavily educated about everything. They're coming in early. Different websites like Zillow and Trulia and all these other ones all report the same thing. People typically start 6 to 18 months ahead of actually purchasing the home, looking at homes and being very active. That said, they tend to only call a few agents. And if you're the one that gets in with them early, you keep them educated, you continue to work your way along with them, again, you can bounce them from a C to a B to an A to a sold. And that's the name of the game. The people who are converting Cs into solds are the people that you see that are leading the marketplaces. They're never allowing a lead to die. They're never saying, unless a person says buzz off, they're never letting that person go. The reason for it is we pay so much money, we pay so much attention, and we pay so much time into this that why would we let them go just because they're 6 to 12 months out? Don't you hope to have a full pipeline? And if you have people that are 6 to 12 months out, that's future. That's your money in the future. If you're worried about every lead closing today, you're going to hit a point where the market slows up and you have no one there because you didn't cultivate these good 6 to 12 month out leads. Almost every agent considers these bad leads. They're not bad leads at all. What I suggest on a C lead is to call them every 15 days. And again, we're going to go with the word call, but if texting is what they prefer, text them every 15 days. During that time, about every 15 days, opposing, so you call them on the 15th day, then 7 days later, you email them, then 7 to 8 days later, you call them. So you're going to have call, email, call. So we're doing it on the regular. You're going to email them things like blogs and other resources. Again, property market reports. Maybe an individual property that stands out that's exactly like the property that they have that they want to sell that sold at a great price and sold quick. Or maybe if they're a buyer, properties that are like what they're looking for, and you can show them a few, maybe send two or three and say, you know, I wanted to just educate you that I know you're about 6 to 12 months out, but the market prices are climbing right now, and also interest rates are really low right now. It may be a good time to think about, if it's possible, getting into a purchase position, because we really should move you in faster, because in about 6 to 12 months from now, the market's going to increase in value, as well as the interest rates aren't guaranteed to stay the same and where they are today. And that's why if you're working with a good lender and you're working your leads correctly, you can actually convert leads back and forth. You can reach out to the lender and say, hey, can you reach out to John Smith over there and just let him know that the interest rates are phenomenal right now. He's a 6 to 12 month out lead, and I think that if we could get him a little more information about how much money he would save, maybe he would convert into a B or an A lead, and he'd actually be more willing and ready to go. Because a lot of times these people, they are ready to go, but they're not mentally ready to go. They're interested, but they're not sure how interested. So this is why you want to think about it and say, how do I increase their level of interest? And again, sometimes they'll call you and they'll just be dead honest. I'm in a lease. I just signed it. It's 12 months. These are the people that are great though, because they're in a lease building. You want to keep in touch with them. You know why? Because their friends and family within that building or within their contact list are also going to be lead potentials. So that person that just signed an 11-month lease that lives in a 100-unit complex, they're going to learn all the time about different people that are getting ready to move out of the apartment building and getting ready to buy a home, or getting ready to move into another apartment building. And maybe you do rentals. Maybe you end up catching another rental off of it. And again, if they just signed a lease and they're not sure if they're going to buy, again, you reach out to them, not on the last month of their lease, but 2 to 3 months before their lease ends. You want to be reaching out to them. So that way you're there and in front of them. So always, like I said at the beginning, Working leads, you're going to start at a D and work your way up to a C, working your way up to a B, working your way up to an A. And again, at the beginning, an A is a new lead, but if they do fall out, they don't reach out to you, you're coming in from a Zillow or somewhere where you're reaching out to them, you haven't talked to them, they go through your 10 days of pain, they end up falling down and landed in the D category. Last but not least, let's talk about the D category. The D category is a category that everybody should have and most don't. The D category are 12 months out or more, or they're not reaching out to you. So on the not reaching out to you, I'm going to solve this one really quickly. You're going to work that lead for 2 years minimum and then let it out of your pipeline. If you worked it for more than 2 years, they haven't reached you, you haven't been able to get a hold of anybody, you're not doing it, get rid of them. Let them go because it gets too expensive and too time costly. And eventually, you know, they maybe just kind of basically blocked your phone number, or when your emails come in, they might end up giving you a spam button if you're not careful. And, you know, you don't want to collect up too many spam button presses, because in the long term, things like Google and others will start filtering your emails and not actually letting them get to end users. You really want a good open rate overall on your emails. So just be careful of that. So now let's talk about the ones that are 12 months out or more. Somebody that tells you they're 12 months out or more, they wouldn't be in contact with you if they weren't interested in working with you. I think that's a big misconception, is that these 12 month out or more leads, that they just, you know, they're just annoying. I don't know why they're reaching out to me. What it is they're a nervous type buyer or a seller. There's somebody that needs to know that there's going to be a floor there when they take that next step. They don't want to know that someone's going to pull the rug out from under them. They tend to be highly educated people. They actually tend to be wealthy people quite often as well, because of their slow moves and their willingness to actually dedicate the time that it takes to learn a process before they're willing to get into it. So on these types of people, I'm suggesting a call a month. Once a month, you're going to reach out to them and just, again, don't call them and just say, hello, dead air. Call them and say, hi, I was reaching out to you and just for our monthly call, seeing how everything's going, just checking in with you. Wanted to mention that XYZ property down the street just recently sold. Don't know if you saw it, but it was a great deal, and they ended up selling for more than they were asking. Maybe you're talking with a seller, or you say to the person, no, I just reaching out to you today, check in on you, see how everything's going, and see how I could actually help you in the whole process. I know that last time we talked about the whole home buying process. Did you want to set up a time maybe over the next 6 months or something that we meet together and we go over the actual buying process? And then you could also say to them, did you see that recently that the Fed cut the rate and the market rate's going to go down? So things are looking really good. You don't want to do with these leads is be a fear monger. Too often with these D, which are 12 plus month out leads, is people be fear mongers. Oh my God, you need to buy now because interest rates are going up. Well, I know I had suggested something similar on these 6 to 12s. These 6 to 12s on the letter C lead, they're actually ready to move. They're just not quite sure that they are. These 12 plus month out people are not ready to move yet. They're not ready to do that. So the risk of doing that is you chase them away and then they sign the next lease. But instead of doing a 12 month lease, they do a 24 because they're like, I'm going to wait for the entire market to shift because this guy's got me really scared. He's right. Prices are way up. Prices are climbing fast. And in 12 months from now, I mean, the affordability would be terrible. I should just take myself off the list. Don't not try to convert D leads into Cs, but don't push Ds so hard that they become an F and just go F you. I'm out of your entire lead system. So don't, you know, you got to think about it that way. Don't play games with these people. Be honest with them and provide value. These are people that you can add to your drip email. If you're in a coastal community, maybe you add a tide chart to it. You want to create something, maybe a recipe. You want to create something that every time they open the email, they see. When you build that type of system where you're sending value, people open your emails. And one of the things that makes no sense with a lot of people's drip email is they legitimately basically send out a postcard that has all sorts of branding and logos and all this stuff. And the person opens it, does a quick scan with their eyes, never reads a word, and then they just X out of it and delete it. And then in the future, they don't even bother actually opening it because of the fact that you send such bad emails. And the last thing that I wanted to mention in these D leads and drip emails is be creative with your drip campaigns. Drop all your logos and just put in a simple little note. Hey, I was thinking of you, hope all is well. Put one of those in there. Who knows? You may convert somebody by the most simple thing. The worst thing you can do, though, like I said, is to just constantly be badgering them with an email that's really just a giant sales flyer that they would normally take and throw in the trash barrel. Well, as you know with lead segmentation, the key to it is to take a D into a C, into a B, into an A, all the way down the line to sold. And then when you are working them, making sure that they are sending you other leads. No matter where you are in the process with somebody, it's never a bad time to mention to somebody that it makes you very happy, and it is nothing better and no better compliment than a referral. I hope this helps you with overall dealing with your leads, and I hope your lead streams are full. Make sure to work on segmentation right away. It's something that's going to save you, and it's something that's going to grow your business at a rate that you can't even understand until you start doing it. Have a great week. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to email me, text message me, PM me, DM me, whatever works best. Make sure to follow the podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.